sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Hiking along the shore of a southeast Alaska lake, I discover an injured bird. It's a long-legged shorebird, a plover or a killdeer, and it seems to have a broken wing. The bird limps ahead of me, dragging its lame wing. I move in for a closer look, but it keeps just ahead of me, dragging its tail and listing to one side as it scurries off. It's a piteous sight, but it's a trick, and one I've seen before. This bird isn't injured. It's just trying to lure me away from a nearby nest. Ground-nesting shorebirds like plovers need a few tricks to help them protect their eggs and young during the vulnerable nesting period. Their nests are simple indentations scraped out in the sand or tundra. Four streaky, buff-colored eggs are laid, and incubation takes about 3 weeks. Males and females incubate the eggs and tend the brood.
Plovers use another trick to distract trespassers to the nesting area. The female will frantically run about, pretending to scrape various nests in various spots to confuse potential nest predators. Unlike some baby birds that stay in the nest for weeks after hatching and need lots of parental care, shorebirds are precocial. The young are able to leave the nest within a day of hatching. They can run, swim, and feed themselves, but they still need protection. If danger approaches, the parents signal the young to freeze. The chicks close their dark eyes and freeze in place, while parents distract the predator if a predator is persistent. Adult birds may signal the chicks to flee for the shelter of water or vegetation and launch a more direct assault, flying into the face of the intruder. Once the threat is passed, the brood is gathered back together. For Sounds Wild, this is Kathy Hawker.